Bug 50 Productions and Blackstone Audio present The Cartel 2 by Ashley and Jaquavis. Read by Carrie Height. Previously in The Cartel. Mia Moore's hands shook as she guided Carter's Range Rover out of the parking lot and headed for the police station. She had already contacted Carter's lawyer, instructing him to meet her at the precinct. After the feds searched everyone and took everyone's names, they let the people at the party go. Mia Moore kept visualizing the look on Mecca's face when she told him that he poisoned his own flesh and blood. She knew better than to drink anything that Mecca gave her, and she wanted him to feel the hurt that she did when she lost her only sister, so she gave it to Taryn. It might have been cold-blooded, but that was the rule of the game. An eye for an eye. Mia Moore pulled up to a red light, and without warning, a strong hand covered her mouth. She could smell an intoxicant on the rag that was suffocating her, and she knew it was only a matter of time before her body lost its strength. She got a glimpse of the man's face when she looked in her rearview mirror. It was Mecca. She was getting weaker by the second. The smell of the strong substance burned her nostrils as she began to slip in and out of consciousness. Trying to struggle against Mecca, she mistakenly put her foot on the gas, and the car began to swerve wildly.
Ah!
She screamed, as she scratched at his arms, forgetting she was driving. Her eyes widened when she felt the car go out of control. It spun wildly and crashed.